Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach.
Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wiggins, the boom in this room on the throne that is a cajon.
Oh, wow, wow, oh, wow, wow, wow.
That intro was a little bit bossa nova, a little bit Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Right. A great crossover that I feel like we don't utilize enough.
Yeah, Eminem stayed in his lane, I would say, too much.
I've recently decided to retire doing Lose Yourself as my karaoke song unless I have to.
Which means if it's on, then you have to.
I just mean like sometimes there's a new group of people where you're like, what's actually going to just be a surefire hit?
Yeah.
But if I'm with my known friends, I cannot do that. I had to retire. Known friends retire.
You can't do it with them.
Too many. New people where they've never seen me do it, I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
I have crushed this. I need to show them that I can.
You know, a lot of people think they can and then they get to the third verse. Okay.
Speaking of people that crush
every verse, a all-timer, five-time guest.
Is it five?
I think you're right.
Club is small, but I think you are in.
I think there's been two. There was you and Bowen, two live, and then this is five.
And don't give me a jacket. I have enough. I've accrued too many jackets, so keep it. I know you're going to surprise me with it any moment now. Just keep your jacket.
We will keep our jackets, but we won't keep our praise. Please welcome back to the pod, incredible, just unbelievable talent. You know him, you love him, from Las Culturistas, Fire Island, and a million things in between. Please welcome back Matt Rogers!
Kiss blow! Thanks for having me. And I'm immediately going to jump in with takes.
Yeah.
The thing about doing Eminem at karaoke is you never know who you're going to trigger.
Yes.
Because he is a trigger.
Yeah.
He's a major trig.
Yeah. He's one of those people that sort of like... I feel like has been a little bit under the radar for a second now.
I think kind of on purpose and sort of by necessity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like it's, remember, like I think it was like last year or a couple years ago at the Oscars where they brought him out for like a performance of Lose Yourself.
Right.
And I remember thinking to myself like, really? Haven't we outgrown this cultural moment for Eminem?
Yes.
Like, we have. But then again, like, we're so desperate these days to bring back like the monoculture and things that we can all agree on and remember for monetary gain, because now it's just, that's just the way
it is. I was sort of not shocked, but like I did fully expect him to be in the Super Bowl show. When was it?
The West Coast.
Because like Dre was there. Was Snoop in that one also?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
there were a lot of people in that.
Mary J.
Yeah. And Eminem was notably not there, but like.
I think it might have been because it was so West Coast.
Yeah.
And he's famously from Detroit.
So from Detroit.
That's right.
I also, the thing is like with Eminem's music, it's like all of a sudden, like you'll remember how ubiquitous he once was. Like,
right.
I remember one time I was at like a bar or something and I just heard, "I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you." And he was essentially like what you realize was like, and because you know every word and every like turn of phrase or whatever, and you're like, oh, because he was a pop star,
right? Yeah.
Like truly these are massive pop hooks.
Yeah. Yes,
he was the biggest pop star at the time, who also was able to say faggot. And this is a cultural time when we were saying faggot,
yes.
And he was number one pop star. And they would, on FM radio when I was growing up on Long Island, faggot would fly around like it was nothing, like it wasn't a slur.
Are you kidding me? It wouldn't
I'm
get bleeped?
I'm not kidding you at all. I think maybe like they would bleep it because, and not only because like, they weren't bleeping it because they were like, we can't be saying faggot, it's a slur. They were bleeping it because it was like, oh, we don't even want any gay shit on the radio.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. it might gross people out. And now it's like, okay, cool. Like this guy, now he's just back at the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he's, you know, and I saw him live at Coachella and he was not performing live.
Well, yeah, that's funny you said that. I'm going to Coachella on Friday for the first time.
Oh my gosh. This is my yeah. first time not going in eight
really?
Years, except for the pandemic years that was canceled. Yeah.
So you're like a Coachella sort of head.
I'm a bit of a head.
You
yeah.
didn't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great time.
I
it's
went
great.
Shopping. I like yes, bought all
got
my
some festival looks.
Because I
do you have a good fanny pack? That's a necessity.
I just bought a new bag yep, and it's a crossbody.
Yes.
Which
safe.
Actually, so there's so many firsts. It was my first crossbody.
Yes.
It's my first Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just a lot. I actually did have to sort of Google, like, even though we all know the image of a Coachella person in our
yeah.
head,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
I did have to Google Coachella fashions
yes.
because I was like, I want to be sure.
Right.
That you are in
there's
the right
There's also a couple
sort of
directions
vibe.
You yeah. can go. You can go like neon or you can go boho. And you can also go, it also really depends. Like, it's obviously super hot.
Yes.
But sometimes there's the drop. No, I'm right. sure.
It's confusing.
It's a little confusing.
Like weather moment
yeah.
to dress for. Because it's like you want to be, the worst thing that could happen is if you showed up and you were not fashion.
Right.
Well, the other worst thing that could happen, and Jessica and I cold. Talk about this all the time, is you're cold.
I mean,
and
I
there's
I,
literally nothing.
My very first year, here I am watching Tegan and Sarah having an incredible time. And I'm doing that thing that I used to do like when the classroom was too cold, where I have my whole body in my shirt.
Yeah, swaddled.
Swaddled
yeah.
because it was 100 degrees, but now it's 70,
yeah.
which isn't cold, but it is when you're standing on damp grass.
And it's 30 degrees and colder
30
than
degrees
it was
colder
10 minutes ago.
Than it was.
Exactly. So your body's like,
what the hell?
Heck?
Yeah.
And it's just like, also there is the thing of being in the desert.
Yes.
Like, I would imagine it gets windy.
Yes. Oh, the wind. So do you, oh, you got to do a bandana situation or some sort of buff because the Coachella cough is no joke. The like the dust gets up there, but it's great. You're going to have a great time.
Well, thank God we're recording this prior to Coachella.
I know.
Because this is a singing podcast. And the worst thing that could happen is we get a lung full, a chunk full of Coachella sand, which I'm hearing from you is gnarly as hell. And I'm just like, I guess my thing is I'm going with some friends and we're not going to be camping. So because we're going to like glamp at Coachella.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm sort of like skirting the
you are.
Real roughing it.
I was a camper for 8 years and that's like a big part of the dust. Obviously, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's a major part of the dust.
It's a major part of the dust.
But anytime I can be in nature, but then very quickly also in luxury.
Yeah,
yes,
like
please.
A Four Seasons next to the Seasons.
We love it.
Yeah.
The Seasons are outside of the Four Seasons.
The Seasons are sort of outside. Out there, it's a terrible world. But in the Four Seasons, it's luxury.
Outside, the wind may be blowing. If the temperature drops, might be snowing. There could be fog, there could be mist, but we're only next to it.
Outside could be 100 degrees.
To book the Four Seasons.
just make sure that you've left me a key at the front desk for when the wind is too heavy, so I can lay down in my king size bed.
And I might like a hike, and I might like the views, but I'll tell you, if given the choice, I'll choose that luxury feeling. It gives me the ceiling to know that I'm safe.
We have the foresight to book the Four Seasons.
Also, there's a spa.
The foresight to book the Four Seasons.
It was a low, low price.
Oh my God. Thank God. We
Thank
all said
God.
Meet down in the lobby in 20, and here we are in 20, all on time.
In the lobby, not in some communal room we've all wedged ourselves into.
God. I can put my suitcase on either side of the bed.
Oh my gosh.
And
look,
it's just my
oh
bed.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
What?
It's Mike White. They're scouting.
Shut
it's
the Mike. Hell up. I wasn't going to make this joke, but I was like, wouldn't it be funny if Mike White was at this Four Seasons?
He's here, but look at his face. He is scouting.
They are active scout.
This is an active location scout.
Oh my God. And it's so crazy that he came to the Beverly Hills Four Seasons.
I know.
Like, I mean, we're here sort of, and it's been a little bit chilly in LA. And so we said, let's just book the Four Seasons.
We said, you know what? You know what will make this feel like it's still a tree? Because it's spring and we're ready to get sprung.
Yeah.
So we
just booked the Four Seasons.
But Mike White is here.
So crazy. Are they setting the White Lotus next season in LA?
That would be wild.
It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, I love, because I feel like he always has a thesis.
Yes. The first season was class. The second season was sex.
The third season
is going to be...
Is local.
It's local. Hollywood, baby. The Insider. Third season of White Lotus is going to be inside baseball Hollywood stuff. Oh my God. This is exciting to know.
That's great for us because... You know, this is our city, and we're doing a staycation at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, we all live in sort of the Hollywood area, and we're just doing a staycation because we said, you know what? It's getting a little chilly.
It's getting chilly in my home.
The tundra outside.
And I'd like to sit in a robe in a room.
I would, too. And I want to run the heater all the time, but natural gas prices.
The bill. Do you think
the bill.
Responsible for that.
Do you think... Okay, wait. Okay, you can tell that he's scouting because he's taking photos.
Yes.
You know what just occurred to me? I know he's scouting for locations almost definitely, right?
Yeah.
But what if he sees some people and he's inspired?
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to be embarrassed to bring it up, but I was literally going to make a joke earlier. And you guys know I'm always literally about to make a joke.
And that's always, I mean,
and
honestly,
I always checking out.
I feel like I'm always on the edge of my seat of laughing so hard.
Like, I swear, one of these days I'm going to make one of the jokes I think about. but not.
I'm not ready
yet.
For that
I'm just going to tell you what I thought about, wouldn't it be funny if we saw Mike White and he was scouting and then he saw us and he like cast us in White Lotus. Okay. I was going to make that joke, but then I just.
But you know what?
Cameron, that's insane.
Knowing that you thought about that joke is like so literally so iconically Cameron. And I feel like if Mike White knew that, you would be this season's Megan Fahey.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. We're just
because she contributed a lot to the script.
She contributed a lot.
Yeah. She was
I heard that as well. Yeah. I've seen the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, she was amazing. Can we just say she was amazing? She was amazing. All hold hands. Megan Fahey was so amazing.
She was amazing. She was so We've all seen the show.
I hope she's the carryover character. I hope she's the carryover character.
I hope
Have
so
you
too.
Not seen the
of
show?
Of course, I've seen the show. We've all seen the show.
Okay. Because you sort of said something like, we've all seen the show. Of course, it was amazing.
Why would someone who hasn't seen the show say
to
that?
Throw off the scent?
Tyler.
Surely not.
Only Cameron and I said that the thesis.
Cameron, Devon, no. We've all.
Okay.
The first season, the second
Devon?
Season.
Yeah,
Devon, Cameron. The first season, wow. The second season, sex. The third season, locale.
Did you say the first season, wow?
It would be so incredible, the first season.
Tell us everything you know about White Lotus. Tell us everything you know.
We're talking plot, we're talking characters, we're talking things that happen at the end, we're talking themes. Sell us White Lotus right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Like right now?
Right now.
Oh, that will be so easy and how? Well, there are those two girls first season. I'm bad with names, but they sit by the pool. And oh boy, they're so mean.
Okay.
Oh look, they're so mean. And they're talking to that other woman. And she is less mean, but also quite mean. And she's there with her husband. And they are fighting. And oh, the location. And also the lighting. And also the sound. But really the vibe. Like really the show. I'm just obsessed with the vibe. And the thoughts of like, what is it like to be alive at this? For the White Lotus, which is the name of the place, which is you have to take a boat because it's an island or at least extremely remote.
Okay, the time that I knew that you had seen it was when you talked about the
season two, all about sex, so much passion, and the T-Rex that showed up out of nowhere, so big and stomping, and everyone's running, and Chris Pratt is clomping around, and the raptors show up,
okay.
And then
he has the whistle, and he controls
the raptors!
So here's the thing, here's what I'll say about what you've just sort of done, is I was sort of on board with you having cleared us. You cleared us when you said that there was two girls and one girl who was less mean, because that sort of was White
and
Lotus.
And fighting with the husband, that was all that
and
attracted.
Part of me the whole time was like, he could have just seen a trailer for the show and known that there was those characters and lighting.
Yes.
But when you started to get into the second season, it felt like, and this is just something I'm going to throw out there, and let me know, Devon, if you agree.
Go off, Cameron.
I feel that you watched Jurassic World Dominion... And you tried to get that across to us as White Lotus Season 2, which would never, ever, ever happen.
Like, I wanted you to keep doing what you had done before, which was say really vague, safe stuff.
You could have said the words Megan Fahey, which you already knew from us saying it, and then talked about the lighting, and it would have been enough for Devon.
She's the standout character.
And I think you probably...
Everyone, America knows that.
I think you probably knew it was in Italy. You could have just been like, wow, it really made me want to try pasta. And I would have been like, okay, maybe he did watch.
And then we wouldn't be here with our shoulders up to our ears in the Four Seasons lobby. This is supposed to be a relaxing thing.
I just don't know how I can relax, Tyler, now that you've lied to us and like really thought that we would not notice that you watched Jurassic World Dominion.
Can I be honest?
What? Well, finally, please.
I think it's clear that I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And you sang about not having seen it full out, and like Mike White is right over there taking photos of that fireplace. Mm.
Oh, are those Batchelder tiles?
Don't change the subject.
I will always change the subject for Batchelder tiles. Those are national treasures.
Oh my gosh. Like Megan Fahey, as if you would know.
Listen, I cleared the... Listen, I've seen the pilot. of the first season.
Okay.
And that was enough to get me through that. But I saw the looks in both of your eyes of how happy you were. And then I got greedy and I really went for it in season two. And that was a mistake. That was me wanting to people please the two of you. And I should have known it wouldn't work. I thought we would all just get excited.
You people please enough. You drove us here.
Yeah. I'm actually not even sure if that was Jurassic World Dominion. I think the one where he whistles for the raptors is
World. It's all three.
You've seen one, you've seen them all. It's not like White Lotus. It's not like White Lotus where there's distinct things happening in every single season. With Jurassic World, it's like there's going to be dinosaurs.
He's constantly always whistling for Blue, his favorite raptor.
Mm, okay.
Okay, all of a sudden you're obsessed.
Dude, this is what I was hoping would happen.
I know how much you distracted.
Yes, and it didn't work. Okay. And that's look. I'm sorry. I set the trip.
You're both addicted to Jurassic World. It's like. Okay.
I didn't want to. I'm sorry. I set the trip off to a weird start. That was not my intention. I just wanted to feel like I was part of the group, and I haven't seen all of White Lotus. But I know Mike White, and I know he's scouting.
Well,
he's taking pictures of the fireplace with the bachelor tiles.
I think he's coming over here. Mike White is coming over here because we've been really loud.
We've been really loud. We've been looking directly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is this because we were loud?
I was actually
is it because we were so loud?
I had to be honest. I don't know why. This is not my real voice. All of a sudden, I don't know why.
I get it. Like you're out in public. You don't want people to know it's you.
I'm trying to throw my voice. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to throw off
the scent.
Because, we get it.
As you know, I'm Mike White.
You're Mike White.
I'm very famous writer, actor, and director.
Because much like in season two of White Lotus, there's going to be a lot of ventriloquism.
I have to say something. I heard that you were sort of trying to fool your friends into thinking that, you know,
you
had seen the show. I heard all of it. You were singing out loud. And I have to say that I thought your acting in the first verse was really good.
The second verse
we can work on, but I think you haven't been given a script to really test your talents.
I felt it. I got greedy in the second one.
Work with ensembles where you can't be greedy. So if you can manage, here's my card. I'm casting for the next season of White Lotus right now.
This is very interesting.
Oh my God, Devon.
Devon, you just got scouted by Mike White.
No, I don't think so.
Devon, you didn't.
Oh, no, you're right.
You went over there to the mirror and looked at yourself and said, you got scouted, but I'm leading you back to the couch, hon, to tell you that you didn't.
Oh no, I missed it.
It's Tyler's big night. He didn't like us. He liked Tyler's acting.
I can't believe this.
Well, I guess I'm going to go, and I suppose I'll see you guys later. But
hey. Don't forget this here.
No.
Don't give the card back, Tyler.
Don't give it back. He's trying to make it
a
big break.
Oh, my God.
Your card.
Devon, hang tough, girl.
Get over here, girl. Get away from the mirror. Listen, this could be your big break, so if you want, just text the number on the card.
You don't need this?
No, you... It's up to you. It's up to you what you do with that card. It's up to you if you wanna be a star. My name's White Mite and I make people big stars. Yes, I said White Mite. I'm trying to throw people off the scent. Off the scent. Just text that number, please, if you wanna become like me. White Mite. Mike White. Mike Mite, a big star of Hollywood.
We all wanna be like Mike.
Well, you can't. I'm not looking
Mike
at
White.
Think about it.
We all wanna be like Mike White.
I wanna be constantly on vacation and writing that. I wanna be constantly taking photos and thinking maybe if I could find a storyline to be around this high-end resort, I could make money, make stars, make love.
Cause it's deductible. If it's work, it is deductible. If it's work, it is deductible. If it's work, it is deductible. If it's work, you can write it off. Deductible, you can write it off. It's deductible. And
write it off.
Thank you so much for this card. From the beginning to the end, honestly, thank you so much. Do you mind if I give it to my friend? Cause you seem like you don't want it, and you seem like you really want it.
I don't know why you don't want it, but I will take it.
with the card. That's your prerogative.
Okay.
I want to make you a star. I might white might. And what I do is I make people a star. I heard you talking about Megan Fahey before, and I made her a big star, big star, big star.
Double.
And it was the duck double. The whole thing was the duck double. When I met Megan, it was the duck. We had lunch at Starfish. It was a duck double. We had lunch in LA. It's actually right down the street. It was a duck double.
Write it off.
Duck double.
Write it off.
This trip could be for you if you say hello to this opportunity.
Take that card.
Okay.
You're the one he wants.
All right.
We can't hope we all escape and audit.
Make this trip deductible.
Mike White deductible. Meanwhile, behind the concierge desk. Oh boy, I really hate working here.
Oh my.
Don't you guys hate working here?
I hate dealing with people and they're like.
I like hate dealing with all these people.
People come in.
Stuff.
People come in and they bring stuff. And I have deal with all of it.
And it's like, first of all, I know we're talking about physical stuff.
I know we're talking about physical stuff.
They come in and they bring their physical stuff. They bring their emotional stuff
too,
honey.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the emotional baggage that I deal with once they get here.
They bring stuff. They bring capital S stuff.
You know what? Here's what I see. They come in, they check in, they're excited, okay? Because they're about to stay at a fabulous hotel.
Okay.
But they also maybe are completing a travel day and nobody's at their best, right?
Oh my God.
Trains, planes, automobiles. Here, I don't care where you're coming from. Even if it's a staycation moment, you still had to go through the valet and you were like, am I turning in the right entrance? So they come in here with that stress energy.
They
come in here
at a high frequency, hot. You know what I'm saying? And it's also like, never nothing. But I know we love this place.
We love it.
Whatever. Like,
the place?
The place I love.
The place we love. The job, terrible.
Terrible.
People come here and you can tell it's their first nice vacation.
Okay.
And they don't know how to act.
That's right.
They don't know how to act
they're
in a place
performing.
Like this.
Here's what I'll say. Every single person who checks in is like, they want to say I stayed at a Four Seasons.
Absolutely. Casella.
None of them act like they've been here before.
They pull out their heaviest credit card. Like, we haven't hauled a heavy credit card before.
Yeah. And they always like try to drop it a little bit. Like, so it makes
the
noise.
Sound.
And I'm like, honey, we just checked in Mike White.
And
he does that heavy card trick every time.
His card is so heavy. Did you see that the back of his card is just Jack Black in School of Rock?
I threw out my
card.
Like, so weird.
You know how people can get like photos on their like debit cards?
Yeah, also, this
like,
is Jack Black from School of Rock.
And I'm also,
it's so weird.
I'm also like, why are you using a debit card? Get those points.
It's because even he brings stuff.
That's
right. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you think he's fancy.
Did you see him trying to pretend like he was some other person we wouldn't recognize named Wyke Might?
Wyke Might. And he was doing that weird thing with his voice, which was like, almost like someone who like was trying to guess at a Mike White impression.
At the end of it, he was like sort of like a little witch trolling around.
Also,
he like bent over and did that weird thing when they were singing that weird song over there.
He kept just shoving his business card back at the one disinterested guy. And I was like, and he kept, his posture was lower and lower. But also he was doing this voice and I was also like, this is someone. And I couldn't place who that was. Someone who's like, talks like this.
Lorne
I think
Michaels.
It was Lorne Michaels. Yeah, I think
Lorne
what happened
Michaels.
Was the guy, I think that guy, Mike White, was ended up doing his Lorne.
Mike was
doing his Lorne.
We've
all got a Lorne.
We've all got a Lorne. Well, this,
we got a really
this
good
is,
show.
I mean, wait, that's really good. Kessela, do that again.
We got a really good show.
He always says that.
We've got a really good show. I almost spit up my carrots from a funny joke.
Well, you know, we got a big show coming up.
That was mine.
That was good.
Kessela, that was good.
Thank you, Tessin. Tessins, Tessela, and Kessela. We all have Lorne's and we're all concierges.
Everyone's got a Lorne, but Lorne's not enough. We're all born with a Lorne and we're all carrying stuff. Mental stuff, physical stuff from the day that we're born. Cause we all got stuff and we all got
from the day we first opened our eyes.
of doing their lone impression to the SNL outro music at the end of the show, which goes a little something like this. Thank you all much, everyone, for
having a great show tonight.
A great show.
Rihanna was here. Thank her for coming out of retirement to do the show.
Accept a role on season 3 of White Lotus? Will these three have a wonderful vacation? What about the three that work there? Find out when we return to the second half of
White Lotus season 3.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, honestly, not much had happened.
Well, it felt like a lot had happened.
But it felt like there
and
was a lot.
And isn't that the emotional
there.
Baggage that you feel when you are watching a show like this show, the second half of
White Lotus Season 3.
All right, guys. Well, this has been amazing as always. I've loved like sort of getting together with my colleagues and cohorts to sort of talk shit. Like that's sort of what you do when you're like only at a 5 out of 10 in terms of happiness at your job. But I guess I should go bring these towels up to the room of those new guests.
Tesla, you run those towels up like no one else can. And I'm just going to put together some recommendations for wine bars.
Who's that for?
That's whatever. They come down, they say, we're somewhere nearby that we can get a glass of wine. And I go, literally the hotel bar.
First vacation ever vibes.
Also, I'm sorry, do not have a computer in your pocket.
Get
you know what
real.
I mean? Get real. This is
so
not an off the beaten
that.
Path city. This is Los Angeles, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, exactly.
-90210.
Exactly. Like, get real. So you're doing that. I'm doing that. And what third thing are you going to do where you could cross over with one of the other characters?
Yeah, Tucson, what are you doing?
What were you doing?
I'm getting ready to tell people about wine bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sort of bringing towels up to the room of those snobby new guests.
I have to go into the back to make sure we have that chemical cleaner to get rid of, hard to get rid of stains.
Oh, right, exactly.
But
in case
wait.
Anything spills.
Uh-oh, shoot. I felt like you weren't supposed to be on that job anymore since you're addicted to sniffing those chemicals.
I am not. I can stop anytime I want.
Oh, I'm worried about you.
I'm really concerned about you too, but I trust you because I'm just too busy and my focus is elsewhere.
I don't take it home to snip it at home. I take it home because
no
I
one said you did.
And I actually didn't
I
hear that because I was looking up wine bars.
No one talked about the theft part of it. Okay?
I don't
that
do
no
that.
One heard that.
We
no.
thought you went
no,
to the back to sniff.
Let me be clear. I do take it home, but I don't take it home
okay,
to snip
so
it.
Okay, so Coach Bell has kind of a great vibe, but it's a little bit far from Beverly Hills.
It's so good at getting, I mean, it can get rid of any stain. Squid ink pasta, olive oil, blood, all of it can get rid of it.
Ding, Tucson. Ding, ding, ding.
Why are all those detectives ding. Walking up the
oh,
stairs
shh.
Right
okay,
now?
Okay, listen, I'm just gonna go do with my
hold
thing.
On, someone's
there's
dinging
someone,
the bell.
Someone's dinging the bell.
Ding.
Hello.
Ding.
Hi.
Hi, my friends and I are having a staycation and we wondered if we could get a glass of wine and some towels. And also, I spilled my welcome mimosa on my shirt. Is there any way I could get the stain out? Okay, so she classically needs like all three of us.
Yeah, is she coming? Okay. Is she coming?
All right. So, hi. First of all, hi. I think that you should just show us where the stain is, and then I think we can sort of like figure out.
It's actually up in my room, and I need all three of you to come.
Okay. Okay. Great. So I guess here we go.
You guys want to sing our stairs song?
Yeah, of course.
The stairs, going up the stairs.
Going up the stairs, going up the stairs.
I wish the stairs were longer.
I know.
And she took the elevator. Ding. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. So where is the stain in question?
And which is your room?
My room is what was supposed to be the pineapple suite.
Devon! Did you get that from the stain? Devon!
Cameron, I'm talking to them.
Oh. Okay.
What am I supposed to do with this card?
Call him back. Call him back. Okay, so I'm...
So I guess that's where the stain...
Yeah, it's in this Cypress suite, which is just for me. We all have our own rooms, but if we wanted to have a meetup suite, it's the Cypress suite right
got
here.
Got it.
And
so. Beep, beep.
Okay, so yeah. Oh my God, it's massive.
The stain is so massive. Big.
And it doesn't look like
a mimosa.
This is...
Wait, are we having a sort of seasonal like cherry or strawberry mimosa?
I don't think we're having a cherry or strawberry.
Let me lick the stain.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me spray some of the cleaner in there and then we can
No, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I'm going to lick the stain. I'm going to lick the strange stain first and then put the toxic cleaner on
it. And then I can lick it after you lick it.
Don't lick it, Tucson.
It tastes like what I think blood would taste like.
Have you never tasted blood?
No, queen.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, you never bit your own
You're
mouth?
So dark. Tucson, you are dark. And you, out of everyone that we've met and dealt with today, are the most suspicious.
That's ridiculous.
Get off. What even is that?
It's the best cleaner, and it's not for drug use.
Slam. Listen. Yes, I invited the three of you up here to show you that a murder has taken place. But it wasn't me. I'm
not. So that was blood?
Wait. Listen, I asked for a room change the last second because I thought I was supposed to have the pineapple suite. And when I walked into the Cypress suite, there was already blood on this rug. There was already blood on this rug. There was already blood on this rug. There was already blood on this rug.
Sorry,
in the door.
There was already blood on this rug.
There was already blood on this rug. And there was already blood on this rug when I walked in the door.
So what you're saying is there must have been a murder committed before you checked into the hotel room, and you've come to us to sort of see what we know.
That's right. I didn't want to call 911. I wanted to call you first and then some. Cause I walked in the room. I don't want it to mean my doom. If it comes back to me, then that would be like I'm in hot water, you see. But I wanted to get the three of you on my side. And there was already blood on this rug. And there was already blood on this rug.
There's a dead body under the bed.
Oh my gosh.
And there's blood on this rug. There is already blood on this rug. There is already blood
on this rug.
And there's a body under the bed. So okay, we've got
blood on this rug.
Body under the bed, but also
blood on this rug.
And now we found the body, so definitely murder, yeah.
Okay, here's what I think. This is the part where we call the police. And if any objects, I'm gonna say that's the suspicious thief.
Okay,
of life.
Let me say this for sure, I'm not high on cleaner, and that's not the reason that I don't think we should call the police. Just because that there is blood on this
this rug. White's blood on this rug, and I think that we're gonna be here all night.
Okay, I'm seriously officially really freaked out.
I'm sorry that I brought the three of you in on this, but you can see why I was freaked out, because everyone saw me in the lobby famously not get scouted by Mike White, and so I have motive.
Motive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there are clearly two suspects here. One is you.
I know.
Because you knew about a murder at all.
I know.
And then the everyone second one is literally you, Tucson.
Tucson!
Because you are so suspicious. You have been taught. You literally were like so on board to bring the cleaner up. You want, well, you were, you just,
you're trying to hide some sort of drug addiction.
You two are just saying this because you are mad that I always get cleaner.
No, we're not mad at you.
And it sounds like you're like really reaching for an alibi. And like,
you're clearly always so mad that I get to do the cleaner.
Okay, but listen, listen. I was with my two friends in the lobby. I wouldn't have had time to get back up here.
I was one of those two oh wait, no, not your friends. We were three friends behind the counter.
Yes, and there are four of us in this room besides this
so
dead body.
You don't
of
think
Mike
it was
White.
Either of your two friends either?
Well, I don't think so. I was looking in the mirror for a long time, but that whole time Mike White was talking to us.
You guys stop. Clearly, it's neither one of the two of you because it's too early in the season for it to be that obvious.
Right.
And this, yes, this is a season of White Lotus. I think we can all acknowledge that now. This is the
yes.
only way that this makes any sense.
We yeah. have to. We have to currently be, I think, mid-season. Would you say?
I think that mid.
Or,
it's around
or is this
mid-season.
The cold open? Is this the cold open?
I
Holy
feel like
shit.
For the purposes of like how long we have together, this is mid-season.
Okay. Yeah.
And wow. I feel as though. It's too early for
a reveal of who it
was. A reveal
was.
Of who the killer is. So we have to just get to know each other better.
What if it's like the classic White Lotus thing of the very end? It's someone you have never seen before. Whoa.
Is that the classic thing?
Whoa.
I don't think you've seen the show.
Tucson,
no,
don't
no.
pretend you saw the show.
Tucson,
you know I don't
seen
watch
the show.
TV.
Fucking. And
Mike,
this guy hasn't seen the show either.
I wish we could crack a window, but you can't. Oh, yeah. Should I get my two friends in here too? So there are six of us.
Devon, grab your two friends. I know
hey.
Her name is Devon because I checked her in.
Hey, get down here.
What? Oh, okay. You got rid of the stain?
No. Listen.
I called the card, but he didn't pick up.
Oh my God!
Mike White, and this is his blood on this rug.
Oh my God, Mike White's blood is on this rug.
Shit, Boo, you were getting scouted.
I can't even give him his card back now.
Oh my God,
that's
you're
not
so
how scouting
that's
works.
Not also not what you should be upset about. You had a stardom in front of you.
Okay, wait, listen. I know this might seem crazy, but should the six of us just do party drugs for a little bit?
That's what I've been saying. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Okay, I guess we're all licking the cleaner. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, party drugs.
Oh, 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 oh.
If you wanna know where the party's at, step one, you have to put on your party hat. Step two, you need to give a bunch of party hugs. Step three, you need to do a bunch of party drugs.
Everything is not right when we're sitting by this body of mine. Why? But let's play with the fashion and play.
Party drugs, we mean lick the rug. Oh,
on the fireplace. It's Mike White's face near the fireplace. And there's a picture of Medusa that seems out of place, but it's close to Mike White and the fireplace.
One thing I'll say is if you're gonna lick, don't lick the blood. It tastes fucking sick, and by sick I mean it doesn't taste good. Just lick the cleaner and get high, dude.
Saying you can spray the cleaner on other things.
Party drugs. Oh no, now my brain's getting all not clearer. Spray that cleaner on the mirror. I'm always talking to myself in the mirror. I'm always saying, ooh, I look in the mirror.
You continue to be suspicious to me. I see you say you should lick the cleaner. You got Devon all fucked up. Is this how she is?
Just because he says lick the cleaner, don't lick the cleaner.
But I thought we were all doing party drugs to like reveal ourselves to each other to see if we could trust each other
I thought lick the cleaner was like a slang we were doing. Like lick the cleaner.
Why
dude.
Would you
like,
think that?
Because it's insane to do that.
Did anybody else have party drugs? Yeah, I had lots that I was trying to offer.
I literally did the Molly and it is hitting right now. Oh my God, wait. I'm actually not mad at you guys. Wait, hold on, wait. Hold on, this actually is crazy. Like I know that I think you're trying to kill us for sure.
For sure.
I think you're trying to kill us, but also I'm like really excited to be here. And also I feel like we can get over it. We definitely can get over it. I did Molly and no one else did. Everyone else looked the cleaner.
Okay. I did both.
Okay, great.
Let's get in the pool on the deck.
Woo! Splash.
Ooh.
See, this is why I was so happy
to get in this.
I don't know. I feel like people are not meant to be in the water.
Why?
What?
The water is a dangerous place.
Oh, you're so high on whatever that was that you did. That was a bob. That was like really good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I was happy about that.
You guys, now that it's
for people, all six of us getting in the pool.
But
the three of us guests are gonna swim over here for a second.
We're just gonna swim over here for a second, just because we have to decide who the killer is. It's not one of us, right?
Well, we were all together in the lobby, right? I mean, I know I was looking in the mirror for a long time, but like we were all together in the lobby and we saw Mike White, and then.
Then Mike White left after giving me that card.
Dead.
And then that, yeah, it couldn't have been any of us. It had to have happened after he left, before we went up to the rooms.
I don't know. You really wanted to get rid of that card. I think being famous really scared you.
I don't understand why. What am I supposed to do with this card? I don't understand the card.
You were supposed to text him back.
To do what?
To get a part in
White Lotus Season 3. It's a surefire career game changer.
I'm a gold trader.
You want to be a gold trader?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, okay. We thought you just like were born into that. Like everyone's born having a lore.
You always complain. You know what I mean? Like you constantly complain. Like, but I guess so do actresses. You know what I mean? Like even the happiest actresses you probably see, like they probably complain.
You know what the thing is they sometimes still have to have a 5 a.m. call. And
exactly.
That is dreaming. Like I don't care who you are and how fabulous the dream is.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes there's still a 5 a.m. call.
And also let's not play the hierarchy of pain. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just like,
true.
Let's not play the hierarchy of pain. I'm saying that.
I'm sick of playing that game.
I hate that game. I've
wait, it's none of us, right?
Like you, wait, it's none of us. Wait, let's all just pinky swear.
Pinky swear, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It also wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I didn't do
and
it.
And I'm not even sure it was. I mean, there are the hard thing is there are like definitely hundreds of people in this hotel.
And hundreds of people with a reason to want to kill Mike White, I assume.
What are you guys talking about over here?
Oh.
I'm swimming over.
A pool stranger.
I'm a pool stranger.
Hello, pool
and
stranger.
And I thought I would just come in as a kind of supporting character on your trip and just ask you what you're talking about. Was this about a murder?
There's been a murder. Are you familiar with it? Have you seen the show White Lotus?
Or Survivor?
I have. It informs a lot of my personality and what I do.
Survivor, David's versus Goliath's?
I love Survivor. Wasn't Mike White fabulous? You know, I
wait a minute.
Staying at the hotel.
Wait a minute. He's in it or he like produced it?
He's in it.
He's in a season of Survivor?
At least you're being upfront about not having seen this content.
You dragged me when I tried to lie. I've learned my lesson and I'm trying to be more honest with you.
What is this? All of you have conflict together. Well, it's rather like we're in an episode of White Lotus.
Why are you wearing a three-piece suit inside the pool?
That's what everyone does in high society, darling.
Oh my gosh, I feel like this person is just finally really understanding us, don't you think?
Well, I certainly didn't know anything about you before. I didn't have any research done on you to find out your bank history and find out that maybe you guys have money that hold I would want to...
This guy might know you're a gold trader.
I have a bank history.
Well, you know, I mean, this certainly isn't a scenario where I'm sorry, where I'm...
sorry, pause.
What? There's a bobcat on our...
Oh, shit.
Where is it?
Sorry, I just had to say.
Can he get the tortoise?
Oh, my gosh. No. Is that a bobcat? Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Tail. Where is it? I'm so sorry.
It's a for sure.
Oh, look
bobcat.
How little. Yeah. It's so small.
Keep this
so
in. Sorry. It's okay. I was like, is she trying to call a song?
It's a baby.
Wow.
Nature.
I think he is sort of eyeing the tortoise, who has definitely absolutely moved over there. Guys, that's the tortoise, right? Or is that a rock?
Rock.
Oh, okay.
So hard to tell.
The tortoise has a built-in, you know,
yeah, she defense.
Yeah. But that's like crazy. Look at her go.
I'm out of here after this. Fucking gone.
Gotta. Must keep all of this in. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so.
That's okay.
I was like.
It's okay. Nature, right there. But wait, you have money.
I have a bank account.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I certainly aren't here, like, you know, sort of a gay British older guy, like swimming around in a three-piece suit, like clocking and tracking who has money, you know, at this hotel, and then that's not slowly being picked off by me, if that's what anyone
thought.
Why
would you have to kill Mike White to get the money from my bank account?
That's a good question.
Is it because he thought that I was going to get cast in White Lotus?
Or is he just killing anybody who has money? He's like not after one target. He's after a lot.
Because I think Mike White has money.
I think exactly what we've said is true. And I also think we've said it while he's still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry.
And I think it's too close for comfort to the real truth. Huh. Which was that I came here to murder Mike White and take his fortune. But then the bloodthirstiness that took over made me look for other gold bearing individuals staying here at the Four Seasons to take their life and take their money. It's a Jennifer Coolidge situation.
Oh, now we gotta run for our lives in this pool. We're still in this pool.
Don't get out of the pool. We're running, but as it is pretty hard to run in a pool.
But I guess we should swim. Let's swim away.
Just by Mike White, he's got something in his head that is not right. And oh no, he heard the story we told about how you got money, how you trade gold. He's gonna kill us all once and for all if we don't escape. But please don't fall when you're trying to get out of the pool.
Trying to get out of the pool. What they don't know is I have other gay British friends around the resort. We're all cahoots. We're all boots. We're all gonna kill each other if we can find the money. It's all about the money. We all want the money. Gay guys are trying to kill you.
Oh, hello, you three people who are trying to get out of the pool. Here, take my hand. I'll help you up. Look, I'm so old and cool.
Go on.
Don't worry about my smiling face and the eyes that seem somehow cruel. Just take my hand and get out of this pool. Oh, let me help you out of the pool.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Don't do it.
Don't get out of the pool.
Don't get out of the pool.
Don't do it. Don't get out of the pool.
Don't get out of the pool.
Those gays are trying to kill you. Pop, pop, cheerio, we're all here. Everywhere you look, far and near. We're surrounding the pool and we're also in the water. There's nowhere you can go, nor near our father.
Oh, my God, you guys, look at these guests. Look at them in their three-piece suits and their vests. It's like they've never even been to a hotel before. It's like, yes, we get it. You're not poor.
We are gonna kill you.
No, please. Someone, we have to be able to stop this somehow.
For your money.
Yeah, hold on, I got it.
We'll kill you.
Detectives is all you need to know. That Mike White was murdered by this pack of British gay men, and they were trying to murder these other guests. And I was, I bore witness to it all.
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being a great informant, and we hope that the show goes well next week.
Oh, we got
week.
A good show.
We heard
I
that
think it's a strong show.
Yeah, we heard it's Drake, musical guest and host.
Yes, Drake is going to do musical guest and host.
Wow, that'll be great.
You know, Aubrey's a great actor. So we're just
You call him Aubrey.
I call him Aubrey.
Because you know him.
Because you know him well.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my potato.
It's 3 a.m.
I'm gonna have my potato. Oh, my potato. Only with chive. So happy that we are alive. Wow, can you guys believe that Lauren Michaels saved us all?
Oh my god, that was insane.
Would I feel never like have seen it coming.
This was crazy. And also, like, let's just say this. That one guy who was working there who seemed suspicious ended up being the hero.
He ended up being the hero. And I do think that is kind of White Lotus, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what. It's crazy that even though we thought only one of us was going to be White Lotus, we all kind of ended up being
we
in White
We all were
Lotus.
In White Lotus. And yeah. That means different things to all of us.
Exactly.
And I think ultimately, that's why we were so smart to book at the Four Seasons.
I've had a roller coaster of a time, but I've had a wonderful time.
I've had an amazing time. I wish people hadn't died, but the good news is we still have our massage at 6. Mm-hmm. And it's Hodgstone. I know that not everyone is like really into the deep tissue of it all. I'm just so happy we booked this place.
I'm so happy that we booked this place. And I guess sometimes outside can get a bit scary.
You're telling me, hon.
Sometimes it can get out of hand. But if you can just bear with me, maybe you can understand. You're never alone with a hot stone. A hot stone. Staycation. Sometimes it's party drugs. Sometimes it's finally getting that stain out of your rug. It's the little things that make you happy to be alive. It's that baked potato at 3 a.m. with chive. Those little things that make you smile, that make it all worthwhile. You can find yours too.
White ends up dead, everyone's sad, but inside, even when you're on your own, take comfort in those around you, let them be your hot stone.
Lorne Michaels saw us and he wants us to hold. He heard our Lorne impressions. That was us, right?
Yeah.
He said, you guys are going on Saturday Night Live tonight.
And you're never alone when you get to Hoves. You're never alone when you get to Hoves.
Usually you are, but not
you're
with
never
him.
Alone when you get to Hoves.
Tyler,
can you describe what an episode of SNL is?
Absolutely. It's Saturday Night Live, and everyone, listen, it starts with a cold open.
2, 3, 4.
You're never alone when you get to home.
Lotus
Season 3.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my. Wow. Perfectly accurate.
Perfectly accurate.
What a crossover.
Wow, the crossover. And you know what? I just want to thank my mom. I want to thank all the extra celebrity guests for
being
this episode.
Alec Baldwin for coming through again for some reason.
Thank you to all the cast and crew. Thank you, Scott Passarella, King of Bananas, Pants of Kings. Thank you, Brett Morris. Thank you, Dana Wiggins. And biggest thank you possible to Matt Rogers.
An honor to host.
Yes.
A 5-time host. He joins Tom Hanks, Steve Martin,
Drew Barrymore,
Alec Baldwin,
Candy Bergen. That's real. Candace Bergen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm Bill. Sure Justin Timberlake.
Sure.
Justin.
Oh, yeah.
We love you all. Thank you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wait, real quick. The videos for last week should be up by now, and the videos from this week will be up soon if you're a Clubhouse member. Thank you so much. That's it.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Saturday Night Live.
It's even better than three ghosts.
When we do a show with three hosts. Oh. Oh.